agree that's not the norm.
So basically it was essentially uncodable?
I mean, she got zeros, like she had no...
But even if, for attachment purposes, it would be uncodable as well?
And I tried to look at like other parts of the protocol to see was she answering other questions, and then I wasn't sure if she was even responding to the other material. Like if she was picking a card or like the other sections, it was really, really hard for her.
If we from a system that we like the training, then I don't think there could be because it was based on specific responses and like she was just not even moving out.
Like the adult was saying like she's not saying anything, like she had nothing. No responses, verbal or using at
Sometimes that happens. So, any other like major issues that stand out from this week? So, should we take a look at yours and Eric's? Thank you. That's pretty good, actually. Then we go 3321332222. So really, you only just three and two sorts. So I wonder why the this because everything's twos or threes except for this one. So we could look at story three. And story two. You guys find certain stories are easier to code than others? They're all about the same.
Sometimes the spilled juice is easy if one doll is like blatantly spiking another doll, which seems to happen often, then it's like, oh, that's great because the two dolls are interacting. But some of those stories are tricky too.
There's a lot of props in that one, so. It gives them more opportunities for things that seem to be stuck in the world. With the reunion and the departure, like, they really just have to use their imagination to interact
with the dolls. So, mom's from that room.
That one and Creatures of the Bed, I think, is just a room that's usually just stationary.
Right. Alright, let's see what we've got. Anybody doing the Allison Splawn training who didn't get a chance the last time? You guys got my flyer sent out? Everybody trained who wants to be trained? Okay. Training or the reliability checks are difficult.
Well, I haven't started yet, but she kind of mentioned that it was going to be a little different applying it to this population.
Right.
And one of them, they're just from Cambridge,
Did she introduce anything about mentalization during your training at all? I'm just curious.
She did say that beating, like when
Robin in the house. Similar to the monster, but
Similar to the monster. With she would say something about she posed that as like normal punishment, like, or like normal disciplinary action for this sample because it was so common.
Yeah. Yeah. A robber in the house.
It's similar to the monster, but like it's more ambiguous, like, oh, there's a noise.
To hear the burglar, and the kid thinks it's a burglar, and then I guess in some instances it just got turned off again.
No, I mean, it's like, it's sacrilege. It's like, you know, like Marie Sendak writing Where the Robbers Are. I saw that pass off. That was
what
you passed off the drugs for the cash.
The update thing is, I took the drug now, and it's coming to IKEA Monday, and from there, I'm going to have a conversation about with Tom about why I'm now in charge of the entire backup system, and just give me a credit card and we'll handle it.
Meaning,
what was done? I mean, this is going to get nasty.
Don't do it now, but later on we'll talk.
What I did for a living for 4 years was media managing, like, terabytes of video at a time, and like,
yeah, but don't tell him that.
Well, it's too late.
You already told him.
No, it's too late, as in the drive is currently crashed.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Okay.
The one with all of your CCDs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, the one, like, where I'm supposed to be uploading.
Yes.
That's a problem. And
you knew that was going to happen, though.
Yep.
I'm the only one that's handled issues like this before, so
yeah.
I'm trying to save everyone's
video.
All right. So, life was so much easier before January of
2011. That's why you just saved your phone. Never mind. We're recording this, aren't we?
Yeah. All right, so what we're doing is we are looking at yours and Danielle's, but what we learned is that you really only differ on two stories.
Yeah.
But because of the narrow range, the attenuated range, you got a little bit lower reliability. It's nothing to worry about. You're still above 8.0.
Actually, I'm glad it was only two, because this was a tough...
Well, that's what you had said.
Yeah.
I have a feeling after looking at it, you're probably more, like,
I
scored higher than you for the two of them.
Okay.
And
it
was
probably
a
one
and
down
or lower if you're probably right on these.
Well, that sounds great.
Because I said
these
are
the two that
I... Let's check it out. So for this story, we're going to be looking at the monster in the bedroom story.
I think you're on the next spot.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, wait a bit. That looks...
Yeah, it's like right in the middle.
Monster-ish.
But I think I scored a 3 based on something.
Okay.
All right, so that's good. So you do only weightlifting? You don't do any cardio?
No, I work out fast. That's my...
Oh, okay.
Cardio.
Projector man,
running.
Projector man?
Yeah. Got it.
It was just the setup for the project.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
It's all the way.
Oh, okay. We have contact. Over. Gets out of the bed.
You can call it a sequence.
You thought that was a sequence?
I guess you could call it a sequence. I'm okay with it. If you want to call it, yeah.
I would do
it. I called it a two because it was one and the other, but I could see that being a sequence.
You didn't take copious notes about the reasoning behind each of your codes.
Oh no.
I think that's fine. Call that a sequence, yeah.
What do other people think?
Three? Everybody three? Okay. All right. So let's go to the other one. We don't have to watch the rest of it?
Doesn't matter once you have three.
That is true.
But I hadn't thought of that sequence. We always talk about one doll doing something and then something else. So it is still a sequence with one doll and another doll.
Well, there were different actions, and that's why it's not like what I wouldn't have considered a sequence is like they go outside and moves one instead of moving them together, which would be they go outside. It's like moves one and then another. That's to me isn't the sequence, but I could see that mom comes over and then kid gets out of bed.
Without them needing to say like what happens next.
Yeah, I mean the kids getting out of bed was contingent upon the mother's coming over. That's what enabled him to have the courage to get out of bed. The mother came to his side, so. That's clearly, in my mind, a sequence, but I wonder what other people had to say. All right, so let's try the other one. Did you have Steph's...
I did.
You did. What? Well, can you just keep them in and code them? Okay, great. That's great. Because they're really the only codes that we don't have from any previous weeks or anything. So.
No, so I'm also doing the
parentheses. So Melissa is Steph for this week?
Yes.
Steph's going to come back after this week. That's my prediction.
Really?
Yeah.
What, as a man? You're going to be Steph next week?
No. I'm just saying, she'll be back. I have a feeling.
Really? No. Actually, no one's heard from her.
Facebook friendship.
Oh, from you?
Yeah, but it means if you're like, she's clearly not on like DEFCON 5, if like, you're accepting Facebook friendship.
that's not just throwing her under the bus, that's like backing up.
I think she'll be back. She's still allowed to go away.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying. I think things are settling down. I think she'll
just
be
because
back
you're in an internet cafe.
It's not gonna be so sketchy internet cafes.
Yeah, but Eric and I were in an internet cafe for several hours trying to salvage.
There was no tweeting.
No tweeting at all. We were panicked.
Mild weeping.
Actually, Eric saved the study. Through his efforts at that internet cafe, we got 5 minutes left before it closed too.
Yeah, got a cold soda for my efforts too. Should have been gold over there.
Okay, so this one. The, hurt me. Isn't the name of like a show like 90210, The Hills?
Yeah.
Was it on MTV or?
This still on?
Is that like you find a boy like, I don't know the name
of it. I'm actually an avid viewer. That and Jersey Shore. TikTok.
More Italians. No, you're from Jersey. That's
I know,
the best part.
So
we're New Jersey Italians. It's the worst, huh? We have some touching.
Yeah, that's a beautiful one. Excellent. Rock is flattened. But it's not story related at all.
No, it's flattened the rock. For her name.
And Melissa, you think you can do 40 of these? Piece of cake.
I work at a very well functioning all day long.
All right.
I'm built for it. I'm built for disappointment.
Well, you're gonna get some of it. As Jennifer witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, these are very classic kids, all of them. You can get a single ADHD.
Flattening the rock?
I think you're reading a little too much into it.
I said she was flattening the rock.
Yeah, you were even flattening the rock right there.
I know she flattened it for you, but she was going like this to flatten the rock.
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
And then gives it a two? Alright, let's go to the system. Child interacts with another doll. That's not going on.
Well, we said doll or object.
Well, it's for this. Child engages one doll or object in a way that's consistent with or addresses the dilemma presented by the story step.
That to me is not consistent with it.
Well, like little kids that like hit a chair when they get hurt. You know, like, oh, the chair hurt me, so I'm going to hit it. You know, like, is that what you were thinking?
Mm-hmm. I saw it as. She hurt her knee because the rock was clean, so she flattened it.
Oh, it was too high, so now we need to level it. Now there's a little rock that we can fall in her.
Child interacts with an object, but in a manner that is not consistent with the story stem or demonstrative of meaningful action.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little illogical. Like, the child is hurt and nobody's helping
the child. Well, you just give it
an A-log?
Is that what just happened here?
It is an A-log, and it would be disorganized in the attachment coding system, but we're not coding for attachment or Rorschach here. We're coding for symbolic play, and so just because it's illogical, it doesn't mean it's ruled out that the child should get a high score. You know, let me read you the example, the illustration for one, reading one. For example, in the reunion story, the child accurately selects and touches the grandmother doll, shakes her, and puts her back on the table.
Like, there's no action there. Nothing's actually happening. Here, there's an action.
Well, she didn't actually do anything. She said it, too.
She put her hand on the rock.
I don't think she was standing.
Yeah, I think she did move her hand across the rock.
I'm comfortable with my one bringing that score down.
If it's the tip,
yeah. I'm pretty comfortable with what happened there then.
Like with a one view, she just touched the rock and like didn't do anything. Here she wants something.
How about picks up the rock and shakes it?
Yeah. Like she had an intention in this story. Like she wanted something to happen to the rock. So.
Yeah, I guess I thought of it as like when they use their own hand to hit the doll, how that's too, how she was using her own hand to follow that rock.
It's also not really symbolic. I mean, that is the an actual rock that she,
you know,
I think about it like you're using the dolls to represent people and functional human beings, not dolls. That to me is just the rock, one way or the other.
It's also representing
the rock. We don't know that that is the rock. She's really not, you know, we're adding a lot into her thought process, including the first idea, which was, it hurt her, so now she wants to flatten it. There's nothing in that besides what we think about it.
Well, what did she say?
Did she say it's flattened?
So that would be used to convey the intentionality of her actions, right?
If we assume that she's flattening the rock because it hurt her.
Well, why else would she do it? What would be an alternative explanation?
That most of this whole thing, she's just kind of doing shit that's nonsensical.
Well, let me point out that in the very next story, you both give her a 3, so she's capable of higher order symbolic reason.
Yeah, well, there's good 3s and bad 3s. I think we've all probably seen that as well.
Good 3s and bad 3s?
Yeah. We're like, I have to score this a 3 by the letter of the rule, but this is, you know.
Well, given that, can we break it up into a 3 versus a 4? Expand.
I think that's an arbitrary, when I say good 3 versus bad 3, I don't know how to quantify that, but for the fact that, like, they're sitting there in a coma, and then they put 2 hands on the dolls and go like that, and they go back into their coma.
I agree.
Well, do we want to watch this one more time? Now, having discussed it, see. That was just a touch. I could have asked a little bit more about that, so it's a mistake of my part in the inquiry.
They all come around.
I don't know. I think it's still an intentional action with her and an object.
Yeah, it, actually, as I was watching it the second time, I was leaning more toward it, too. The second time than the first time.
I told you, this was a tough one. The 1.5 is, I think that's a good place to be.
Well, it's
actually okay.
It's going to end up as a 1.5.
Yeah, so I'm okay with that.
All right, so
1.25
we don't have to arrive in any kind of definitive answer, but you guys understand the issues that are going on, I think. So, what other ones do people want to talk? I think this is going really well, by the way. I didn't think it was going to go this well, actually. That's a backhanded compliment.
The most part, it's pretty straightforward. And then occasionally we get some, like, wild ones.
How about the third
Which number is that?
We should run that data.
What?
Where the most difference
was.
On our last two, it was both of them. Mm-hmm.
More stats. I'm telling you, this was just a tough one. Yeah, no, when I was doing it, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Call her up, see what she didn't put.
Oh, snap! A or B? This must have been right before we went to Glen. It's near the end. It's 8-4. We left, what, on the 10th or 8th or something like that? hunt.
He said the monster was stealing Seiko away. So that's why it was an action story.
Yeah.
So he's playing the monster.
Oh, I assume there's an imaginary.
Yeah. It could, I mean, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Yeah.
Someone has to grab.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't get it.
You know, we try to rely on behavior as much as possible, but, you know, at times we do have to hear the narrative to see whether it's germane to the story or not germane to the story.
Yeah, and here is where I would not germane to the same way picking up and shaking would be not. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, you monsters win. I really like those kids.
Those are the disorganized kids.
They got heart, though.
Alright.
Is that resolved?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you two, I think it would do you well to actually look at the entire protocol for some of these videos, just to get a sense, because we're going to be doing training.
Yes, yeah, I've watched some of
them. And these are the tasks that you're going to be doing, so it might be beneficial to look over the entire protocol. And anyone else who would like to see what we did with the kids, in addition to this small task, you know, are welcome to do that. I think some of the tasks are really quite interesting, like the theory of mind tasks.
Did you want to look at the other one?
Which one?
It's on the other disc.
Okay.
I'm
going
to miss you guys.
Huh?
My cousin's wedding in Florida.
Oh well.
I'd go for the pizza.
It's not gonna be cool.
Well, no, I.
That's on the podcast now.
Yeah, well.
That's all right. I've made it well known that I don't like kosher pizza.
All right. I can't tell the difference.
Come on.
I can't. You don't. You think the kosher pizza tastes different?
Yeah.
Worse?
Yeah.
The dough is different.
I would call it cardboard-esque.
Holy snap!
See, we got a little uprising now.
Anyways, we'll be on these since it's the last.
Well, I'll label this this particular meeting the black meeting or something like that, like the black album. So which
yeah,
random rooster.
Those were annoying in the morning.
See, we were there at the crack of dawn. That's why you heard the roosters. We didn't tell you about the routine. From the crack of dawn until midnight, you're working. Actually, the roosters, they crow pretty much all day long.
Yeah. Goats are actually worse. Yeah, roosters do a thing and then they shut up for a while.
Remember Valita wanted to hold one in her arms and she got too scared when we actually came across a baby goat? Chantel did it and Sewa started it.
Yeah.
We're holding a baby goat in our arms. So we're looking for the reunion story?
You do live in Clifton, though.
No, you know, though.
Thanks, Angela. For having sex with a student. It's either a one or a three. Yes. You said three because it's simultaneous?
Because if you're going to call that eating, that little wiggle he did with them, if you're going to call that eating, then they were eating together. So it's either a one and you say it was nothing but touching, or it was a three because you recognize that was eating and they're eating together.
Yeah. Now this was... okay, so...
Touch them and just like...
Yeah, I was quite here. I was very confused as I was not very meaningful, but it was simultaneous action, so I think somehow in my mind that equated to a two.
Two dollars in simultaneous
meaningful action. That would be awesome. It's just average
enough. Here, I'm about to punch a child.
Oh my god.
I would go with a one here. That would be my inclination.
And also in the story of the porn, he did like a similar thing where he just touched the doll and didn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, we can look it over again here.
At that point, he's just touching the dolls. He's not. Yeah. He just picked them up.
I agree.
Eric said, "Touch the. You can touch the dolls." Julius translated that, and so he touched the dolls.
Yeah.
There's no conveying of eating food in my mind.
I agree. I would go with one. I said the only reason I said like if you're going to acknowledge it.
Yeah, I hear.
Action, then they're both doing it.
No, I hear you.
All right. Should we end early? Is there another story you guys want to go over?
I think we're pretty good. There's always going to be these little, like...
Yeah, well, no, this is good. This is preventing inter-rater drift. You know, this is also fine-tuning our systems, though. What? What about your lack of devotion, Melissa?
I have four flash drives every
day. I'm kidding. All right, so I will see you guys next week at our 4:30 time.
We
you're done recording?
Oh, snap. Let me get that for you.